Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. The tricky clock tick-tocking, each painfully long minute unlocking. The tumbly-jumbly can't close your eyes feeling. What will it be? When will it be? Oh, the anticipation, the watching, the wishing and waiting to let the wiggles and giggles and goosebumps go. To find, to see, to finally know. What will it be? When will it be? Oh, the expectation, the what-ifs, the oh-mys fairly shaking, longing for this night's joy all year, that moment of hope so very near. Oh, but would they, could they, imagine a gift so great, a gift that compelled the whole world to wait? When a heavenly Father gave all mankind his Son, the one love defined. The magic of Christmas is more brilliant, you see, than a bag or a box tucked under a tree. The true love of Christmas really began when holy God became holy man.
Joseph, it's time. He's here.
Christmas time, the right time. At the exact moment that God had planned, his Son entered into our world. Christmas time, the right time. But some of you may not be feeling you that way. It may be closer to, it's about time. I gotta believe that Mary felt that way. I've yet to run into a woman who's 9 months pregnant who said, you know, this could go on a couple more weeks, I'd be okay with that. No, I don't think that she cared that they were in a stable. It was like, it's about time for this baby boy to be born. So Christmas time, it's about time. Kids feel that way, right? It's about time, right, kids? Yeah, it's about time for Christmas. You've been waiting to open your gifts for what, 100 years? Right? So, you know, let's get on with it. And I got this guy droning on and on up here. How long is he going to take? Right? Let's get to it. Let's get till tomorrow morning and open the gifts because it's about time. Right? Even adults, we can feel that way. We can say it's about time. Because when did the first Christmas displays go up? Like July 5th? I mean, I've had enough snowmen and tinsel and trees and holiday sales to last me another 12 months easy. So it's about time for Christmas. Or on a more serious note, is it about time for some of you to feel the joy of Christmas? In other words, maybe 2017 hasn't been a real banner year for you, and that you've been struggling with various issues, and you're ready to say to God, so it's about time, God. I've had enough. I've dealt with this long enough. So it's about time for the job offer to come in, don't you think, God? It's about time to get a good report from the doctor. Wouldn't that be great? It's about time for this relationship to get back together. Don't you think it's about time that you had a little bit of Christmas joy? So you're not so sure about the right time. Well, I need to tell you, there's another large group of people who would agree with you that Christmas, it's about time that it finally got here. See, it was God's people, his chosen nation. Israel felt that way. So let's get a bigger picture of Christmas, if you will. And when was Christmas first promised, and how long was it before it actually came to be? Well, if we go back, we find out that Christmas was first promised to Adam and Eve. We got to go all the way back to the beginning of time. Adam and Eve, our parents, are in the garden, having a great time. They fall for the devil's ploy. They fall into sin. They get kicked out of the garden. But God gives a promise to them and says to Eve, don't worry that your child someday is going to crush the head of that serpent. But she was so convinced that when she gave birth to her firstborn, she thought it was Christmas. She thought, this is the one. This is the Savior. This is the Deliverer. But it wasn't. In fact, we got to wait about another 1,600 to 1,800 years before we next get the promise of Christmas. It was to a nomad named Abraham, and God came to him. And God said to him, he said, your seed is going to bless all of the world. He put it this way in Genesis, in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. Of course, we understand that Abraham's offspring would be Jesus, the Messiah, and through him all people would be saved. But not a whole lot happens for another 600 years. Oh, Abraham's family grows and grows and grows to the point that they're a mighty nation. The Egyptians get worried, so they enslave them so that they don't take over the Egyptians. And then God sends a deliverer. God sends a Messiah. His name is Moses. So he's a foreshadowing of what Jesus would do. And so now in Moses, we find out the next Christmas promise. Because he says to Moses, he says, I will raise up for them a prophet like you, Moses. It'll come from their own brotherhood. And God sent prophet after prophet after prophet, but it wasn't the prophet. We've got to move ahead another 400 years. And King David comes on the scene. King David establishes this mighty nation. He says to God, I want to build you a temple. God says, I've got something even bigger in mind for you. So the next Christmas promise comes to David because he says to David, from you, from your royal line, shall come the Messiah, the Savior. He put it this way in 2 Samuel, I'll raise up your offspring after you. I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. He's talking about Jesus, and his kingdom will raise forever. Well, the royal family made a royal mess of things. And within 400 years, what once was a mighty nation is split in two by civil war and by enemies, and things are a disaster. So now God gives a Christmas promise through the prophet Isaiah. But now we're getting closer as Isaiah gets more sort of detailed of the Messiah. He says, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a child, and she shall call his name Emmanuel. But it would be another 600 to 700 years before the time came for Mary to give birth to her firstborn, a son. If you put it all together, some 4,000 years God's people had been waiting. And I gotta believe they said, it's about time. But in reality, it was the right time. It was the right time that God sent forth his son. See, it was the right time for Mary and Joseph. Now, of course, they didn't think so. Mary, 9 months pregnant, traveling from Nazareth all the way down to Bethlehem, either hoofing it or on the back of a donkey. No, that's not something she would sign up for. Joseph, he's not happy. Couldn't he have come a day or two later when he got some decent lodging for them instead of this stable? He doesn't want his son put in a manger. But think about this. If Mary and Joseph would have stayed in Nazareth, you know that all the town folks would have been counting from the wedding date to the birth date. And tongues would have been wagging. But instead, they go to Bethlehem. They don't know when Jesus is born. It'll be several years until they return to Nazareth, saved from all the pain and all the gossip. Joseph isn't happy about the manger for a bed for his son. And yet, in a manger, he's approachable by both shepherds and magi alike and everyone in between. Because anyone can head around back to the stable, and everyone can kneel at a manger. You see, it was the right time, and it was the right place. It was the right time for the world. Many, many years later, a guy named Paul would be talking to a church at Galatia, and he said this about the birth of Jesus. He says, but when the fullness of time had come, when everything was ready, when the right period had passed, when the fullness time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman. So why was it? Why was that moment in time? Why was that the exact spot in which God would send his son into our world? Well, if you talk to historians, they would tell you that that time in history was ripe for a movement, was ripe for something to happen. Rome controlled most of the known world. Rome had its issues, but they had a lot of good things going for them. They had an incredible road system to travel around from country to country. They had the Peace of Rome, it was known as, right? So you could travel relatively in safety. They had a common language across all of the region. Beyond that, there was discontent with the Roman and Greek gods. It was ripe for Jesus and his teaching to take hold. It was ripe for the disciples to go out and for Christianity to spread like wildfire. It was the right time. But I think it's more than that. I think there are more things in play that we don't even know about. God spent 4,000 years orchestrating it. 4,000 years getting all the things in place so that all the right people, all the right places, so that at that moment in time, his son could be born. Because it was the right time. The right time for Jesus to be born, for him to grow up and become the preacher of Nazareth. And Jesus himself would say, "My time has now come." Because there was another right time. What he was referring to his disciples, was the fact that he knew that he would be arrested, he'd be railroaded through the system, and that he'd be nailed to the cross. But he knew that there, his time had come to do what the Father had asked him to do, what the Father had sent him to do, which was to redeem mankind, to be our Savior. So the innocent Son of God takes upon himself the sin of all of mankind. And now that the peace that the angels sang about is yours. Because through Jesus, he made peace with the Father. And he even makes it possible for us to have peace among one another. Because at just the right time, he came forth out of the grave. And he declared a victory over death and sin. And he declares that victory to be yours. Christmas time is the right time. Is Christmas time the right time for you? Is this Christmas time the right time for you to renew your faith and trust in God? Maybe 2017 has been a bad year. Maybe you're still struggling with things in your life. Is this the time to renew your faith and trust in God? Just as much he didn't abandon his people for the thousands of years, but walked alongside of them and guided them every step of the way until it was the right moment to intervene. God walks alongside of you and strengthens you, and at just the right moment, he will intervene. So is it the right time for you to renew your faith and trust in a God who loves you so? Is it the right time for you to reconnect with your kids and your grandkids? We all get so busy. We do drive-bys. We stop and say hi. We spend a little time, and then we're off to something else. But can you make a commitment to spend time with them? Not just tonight and tomorrow, but this week, this month, this year. Is this the time for you to make that commitment? Is this the time to heal a broken relationship? Bathe in the forgiveness and love that God pours out in Jesus. Can you forgive the person who hurt you? Can you mend that relationship? Do you need to ask for forgiveness from someone so that that relationship can be restored? Is this the time? Because it is Christmas time. A time when God's Son came into our world, the greatest display of love, of an almighty, eternal God taking on flesh and blood and becoming one of us. In this time of grace and joy and love, is it the right time for you? Amen. Would you stand and pray with me? Heavenly Father, you have perfect timing in all that you do, and at just the right time, you sent your Son into our world. I pray that today would be our time as well, that this would be the time when we would renew our faith in you. This would be the time we would reconnect with our children. This would be the time that we would restore relationships, empower us through the gift of your Son. It's in his name we pray. Amen.